this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings once again. Today, we are joined by a member of a very famous musical family who himself has carved quite a niche in the showbiz industry, growing up in Madrid, becoming a very talented and successful actor in Spain and making his way to America and his home in Miami, where I'm talking to him right now. Julio Iglesias Jr. is on the show. Welcome to Border Crossings.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you on the show. Now, you have done quite a few different things in music. For a little while, you were doing country music.
Yes, I actually, my manager, Mark Oswald, who lives in Nashville, who I met about 12 years ago, put me into a reality show called Gone Country, which I actually won in 2008, I think it was. And I started writing country songs, and I spent some time in Nashville, and it was really a great experience for me. It was a great time of mine.
And so 2008 was the last year you put out an album, but you have a new album, which is out on Valentine's Day. It's called Under the Cover. So tell me why you waited so long.
So now that I'm getting older and I feel, I started thinking about the type of music that I want to do lately, that I've been wanting to do for the last 6-7 years. And I love this big band, great songs that everybody knows, and those songs that I grew up listening to my whole life. And I wanted to do a big band record. So Rudy Perez, who's the producer of the record, we had a meeting with Rudy, which I've known also for many years, because he's done records with my dad. I got together with him. We chose 10 great songs, which was the hardest process, just to choose 10 songs out of 200 songs. And we recorded them in a way that makes my voice really truly come out and enjoy, and people can listen to the songs while they're taking a shower, while they're chilling, while they're driving. Those great songs that everybody knows, my style, Rudy's style, big band, and really dream come true for me to be able to do a record like this.
At this point in your career, big band, that's an interesting, is that big band is something you always liked, or is it as you got older you found
that
you liked it?
Just the fact that I grew up listening to a lot of my dad's great songs, and the way that my dad always produced his records, I always knew that later on in my life I would want to do something that is similar to what my dad's been doing his whole life. And when Rudy came up with the idea to bring all these great songs into a big band style record, it really just clicked, and I was like, that's exactly what I want to do. When actually the first song we sang in the studio and the first production he did was Careless Whisper, which is a new single that I just did with Jewel. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard his production, I was truly amazed, and I was like super happy with how it came out.
And that's forever. And this I mean it from the heart. I couldn't love you any better.
For those who are just tuning in, we're talking with Julio Iglesias Jr., and obviously, name Iglesias, Enrique is his brother, Julio Sr. is his father, no stranger to the business. I guess you were kind of meant to be in show business. You didn't have another choice growing up in that kind of an environment. But so the new single, like you say, Careless Whisper, George Michael classic you did with Jewel. How did you pick the song? Since they're all cover songs, and there's so many cover songs out there, how did you come up with the 12 that you came up with?
That's one of the, that was actually the hardest process, just to get together with Rudy and out of 200, 250 songs, choose only 10 songs. You know, that's why I I know there's a volume 2, 3, 4, 5 on this type of music that I've been doing lately. Just to choose 10 songs was truly difficult. I knew there were some songs that I had to do. For example, Careless Whisper. My dad recorded Careless Whisper also. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to George Michael, one of those songs that everybody knows all over the world. Careless Whisper is one of those songs that it's like, it's it never goes out of style. It will always be there. Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are. What's Going On, Marvin Gaye. I mean, all these just great songs that everybody in the world knows. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, though it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. I should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance.
And how did you pick the people that you collaborated with? Like, Jewel on Careless Whisper. How did that come together?
I grew up listening to Jewel. I remember going to school in California and just listening to all those great songs. She's such a great songwriter. All those songs that became number one all over the world. Mm-hmm. This girl with that beautiful voice and those great lyrics. And when my manager, Mark, says to me after I recorded Careless Whispers, he says to me, I'm gonna ask Jewel if she would like to be part of this great song. And he gave her a call and Jewel agreed to do the duet with me, which was really, 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 really incredible, because like I said, I grew up listening to her, that great voice, that true artist, you know, and the fact that she wanted to be part of the song was like a dream come true, honestly. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care.
And you did a kind of a Stevie Wonder medley with Brian McKnight.
Yes, that's another thing. When after I recorded the Stevie, so the way that I recorded the Stevie Wonder, I was telling Rudy, we need to do a Stevie Wonder song. But how do you choose just one Stevie Wonder song? You know, it was impossible. There's so many great songs. He's got so many beautiful, great songs that we actually came up with the idea to do a medley. Which was also tough because it was three songs out of like 40 that we had of Stevie Wonder. So we decided to do Overjoyed, which is one of those beautiful songs that I love. I Just Called to Say I Love You. I mean, who doesn't know that song? And then a little up-tempo song like Isn't She Lovely? Mm-hmm. When we record the song and Rudy says to me, I would love to make this medley into a duet, and we started thinking about who could be the right person to do this duet with, and we decided that if Brian McKnight would do it with me, it would be just amazing. And he said yes, and there it came again. Mm-hmm. Another great duet, Stevie Wonder medley. I mean, he kills it. He's such his voice is so beautiful and so known all over the world. He's really unbelievable. I got to see him live before we recorded together this medley. I got to see him live in Reno, Nevada. So it was such a coincidence that I got to see his show in Reno, and then we go and we record this duet together. But I want you to know.
And you mentioned shows. We're talking with Julio Iglesias Jr. And you mentioned doing shows. You've been on tour. You've done a bunch of shows. I saw a video of you doing some of the, you know, performances of the songs that you have on the new album. Yes. And I'm kind of curious, I mean, how you bring in Brian McKnight to perform the medley of Stevie Wonder songs with you in a concert setting. You have a big screen where you brought in Benny Mardones, you know, into the night, and he's behind you singing with you. Is it the same thing, the Brian McKnight, Jewel, you have the video?
Which I love that song, by the way, Into the Night. Wow. I remember going to elementary school in 86, 85, 86, and listening to that song on the radio. One of my favorite songs on the record. Mm-hmm. The way we do the show, if obviously Brian cannot make it to the show, it's a great idea to put in the background. When I do my father's duet with oh my god, what's it?
Oh, Dan's on the phone.
Yeah.
Willie name? Nelson.
No, I love. Yeah, that's one of the songs that I do live.
Oh, okay.
All the Girls I've Loved Before, and I put a picture of Willie Nelson in the background. What a great song. That's just, because in my show, I do sing a lot of my dad's hits. Like, for example, To All the Girls, I've Never Had This Feeling Before. What's your name? Diana Ross. Diana Ross, all of you. I put a picture of Diana in the background. All those great songs, I love to do that because it gives you a nice, intimate feeling, you know, during the show.
Hmm. Give us a little bit more of To All the Girls I've Loved Before.
To all the girls I've loved before, who traveled in and out my door, I'm glad they came along. I love that song.
Hey, that's me. Julio Iglesias Jr. is our guest. His new album is Under the Cover. Now, talking a lot about your dad, 2015, you and he did a concert together for the first time ever, and you did it in Romania. Why did you go back to Spain and do it together?
Well, you know what? In 2000, I think it was the end of 2015, 2014, my dad and I were chatting on the phone one day, and he says to me, you know, I'm doing a couple of shows in Romania, Bulgaria, some shows in Mexico, and I would love for you to come and just sing with me and do some songs on your own and just spend some time together. And we actually did. It's funny because at age 40, I was 44. At age 44, I got to go on tour with my dad. You know, it was pretty cool. It was a very fun experience. I got to spend time with him, which he's, since he's always traveling, we live in different cities. We don't get to see each other very much. So the fact that I got to travel with him, have breakfast with him, lunch and dinner, and then perform, it was really a great experience for me.
What's the best advice Dad ever gave you?
The best advice my dad ever gave me is just to be true to yourself, to be surround yourself with great people, always be positive, be a hard worker, try to be smart if you can, and just be a good person, you know, be a good person and treat other people how you would like other people to treat you, you know?
That's great advice. Have you ever recorded a song with him? Have you ever collaborated on any songs? Or
no, I haven't. I would love, we've talked about it. We've talked about my brother, my father and I doing a song together in the future, you know, but we got to do it now. We're ready to do it now. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's well, he's feeling okay. Everything's good.
Yeah, he is. I was actually just spent Christmas with him. We were in Dominican Republic, spending some time together with the whole family. It was a really nice time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Enrique, of course, is also your brother, and he's in music. And you guys growing up, did you ever consider a band together? I mean, not Menudo, but you know, a band together, the Iglesias brothers.
You know what's funny? We never. I mean, I remember going to my dad's house growing up here in Miami, and it's not like we spoke a lot about music. You know, we spoke a lot about sports because we're big sports fanatics. I love soccer. I love tennis. So I love water sports. I'm a big sports fan. I love doing sports. And we never really spoke about music. My dad thought my brother was going to be a lawyer and I was going to be a doctor. You know, that's what he expected. You know, and then all of a sudden, my brother comes out with a record in 1995, and I signed with Sony Music in 97, and all of a sudden we started recording songs, and my dad's like, what's going on? And I didn't expect this, you know? Mm.
At what age did you realize how famous your father was? I mean, as a small child, it's hard to process it all, but at some point you say, wait a minute.
You know what? When going to school, because I came to the U.S. in 1986, I was 11 years old. But going to school in Spain, and all the mothers of my friends kept asking me about my dad. When am I going to get to see your dad? When is your dad coming to pick you up to school? So that made me realize that something was going on. Something special was going on, you know?
Do you have children?
And no, I don't.
Oh, okay. I didn't know, because maybe you want to have kids who also pursue your interests.
I would definitely love to have kids. And if my children want to be entertainers, I wouldn't mind it. I'd just give them the best advice possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, being around the business from such an early age and watching all the changes that have happened over the years, do you think the business is in a good place right now? Do you like what you see as far as music and how the business works?
I like what I see. I like the fact that if you can put a song on your social media and the whole world can listen to it in one second, you know, just the fact that the communication process is unbelievable. I completely understand what my dad tells me. You know, I used to be the people who used to go buy the record at the store. You know, I get all that, but now it's different. It's different, and I think it's different in a good way. I think it's different in a good way because the whole world, somebody in the other side of the world can watch our interview, can do things that were not available in the 80s and in the early 90s, you know?
Right, right. This has certainly opened up a lot of doors, the new virtual world, and people are getting discovered virtually and whatnot. And, you know, I'm just curious, you've done a lot of touring throughout your life. You hosted a travel television show for a little while.
Yes.
So you've gotten a chance to see the world. Are there places that have inspired songs and music for you?
Oh my God, I've traveled so much. I think the only place I haven't been to is Australia. I've been everywhere else in the world. And there's always that inspiration. There's always that people inspire me. When I go someplace and I meet somebody that's special, somebody that tells me something special, that always is always very, 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 very inspiring. I love the ocean too. The ocean is a big part of my life, and being close to the ocean has always been very inspiring for me. Mm-hmm.
And who musically gives you inspiration aside from your dad? Who do you also like to listen to?
I grew up listening to Billy Joel, Madonna, Michael Jackson. I mean, I just love music in general. It depends on my mood. I'll listen to different types of music, and those artists that will always be there in my mind are those artists from the 80s and early 90s, you know, that I really, 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 really looked up to, you know.
And though you don't believe that they do, they do come true. Falls in my dreams come true when I looked at you.
Iglesias Jr. is with us here on Border Crossings. And so I know early on it was acting. Are you going back to acting? Are you looking at other film roles?
I've been blessed that I've got to do so many things in my life. You know, I've hosted, I've acted, I've done fashion. I just love everything that has to do with entertainment, even though obviously music is my love, and it's a big, huge part of my life. Anytime I get to do something special, and I get to do something that I can inspire people and I can make people happy, it's always a big pleasure for me. Mm-hmm.
Coming to America from Spain when you were 11, what was the biggest change for you? What was the biggest adjustment?
Just leaving my friends in Spain. You know, growing up, going to the soccer stadium. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Real Madrid fan. Going to the soccer stadium and watching games, it was such a different lifestyle. You know, it wasn't better. It was just different. It was just different. Because when I got here to Miami in 1986, there was no winter. There was no snow. You could go to the beach all year round. And I thought Spain was the only country in the world. You know, I didn't know any better. So the fact that I would go back to Spain Christmas and it was snowing, and then come back to Miami and it was sunny and beach weather. It was it was so different. You know, I just got to do different activities. That I started surfing. I started windsurfing. I started doing water sports, you know.
And the audiences are different in different parts of the world. They respond differently to the music. Must feel great when you're singing your music on stage in a country that doesn't speak English, but they know all the words to your songs.
Oh, you have no idea. That what you just mentioned is one of the most amazing. I've done a lot of shows in by the way, in Ukraine. I've done a lot of shows in Belarus, Kazakhstan, all over South America, all over Europe. And anytime you sing in different languages, music is universal in that sense that it's the melody that really makes people smile and makes people cry. It makes people, gives them all these different feelings that is just amazing for me to see when I'm singing all those great songs.
Mm. Well, it's, you know, right now there's seems to be a trend in Latin music is transcending the pop world, the English language pop scene, Bad Bunny, you know, J Balvin, Juanes, you know, you name all these artists and, you know, obviously Julio Iglesias Jr. How about some Spanish music?
Oh, I love singing in Spanish because it is my first language and I love writing songs in Spanish. Most of my songs that I've written in my life are in Spanish. Mm-hmm. I love the feeling when I get to sing a song in Spanish because it brings out in me this feeling of love and just super special, you know?
Mm.
Well, you are loved around the world, and the Under the Cover album is the new album. It's out Valentine's Day. It's filled with many of your favorite cover songs. A very difficult, you said, a difficult decision to pick the songs you pick. Might there be a volume two with more cover songs? Or
yeah, definitely volume two and three. Hopefully, you know, it's one of those records that you can do so many different. I'm already thinking about which songs I would do in a volume two. I would love to do a lot of my dad's old songs and those great hit songs in this big band type music that I've been doing lately, but in a volume two and three, you know. Mm-hmm.
Who are your three top collaborating artists? Who would you like to work with? Top three. They can be dead or alive. Top three.
I think Bruno Mars is super talented. I think he's just an unbelievable songwriter and entertainer. The way the guy sings these songs, I love Bruno Mars. I think he's really special. I think he's super special. I would love to collaborate. I would love to do a song with Billy Joel. I would love to do a song with Billy Joel because he's an oldie and goodie and one of those great artists that has really I grew up listening to, and he's been always been a big inspiration for me. That's why I did the song Just the Way You Are on this record. And who else could I would love to do a song with? I would love to.
Your dad's listening closely right now.
Yeah, I know. we've spoken about it, you know, doing a song, my brother, my father, and I, which would be also amazing. You know?
Yes, that it's long past due, so that'd be great to have.
The three of us, you know, that's another thing we have.
And it'd probably cost you a lot less than the other guys.
Yes, exactly.
To all the girls we've loved before, the trouble in and out. I'm glad they came along and dedicated a song to all the girls we've loved before.
Julio Iglesias Jr. is our guest now. Tour plans for the next few months, for the rest of 2023. What's on the slate for you?
Oh my God! Right now, our record comes out February 14th, which is Valentine's Day, which is a very special day for the whole world. And the plans are just to keep on bringing out our great singles for people to enjoy the music, and touring hopefully this summer. Start touring and start showing people the kind of music that you've been doing, that I've been doing lately.
Now, people want to find your music. They want to find out a tour schedule, read about you. What are the sites? Where do they go? Your socials, your website, where do they go?
Socials, Julio Jr. Official is my Instagram, where I have all my information about everything that I've been doing lately. And then Julio Jr. is my web, where they can also find everything that I've been doing.
All right. Well, chance for you to say hi to the troops now before we wrap it up. I know they're tuned in.
I want to say, my name is Julio Jr. I want to say thank you for the troops, and I send you a big love and all the best for you guys. Thank you.
Julio Iglesias Jr. is our guest. Under the Cover is the name of the new album. And thank you so much for joining us
today.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. And when you come to D.C., we'd love to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much. I would love to go.
All right, Julio Iglesias Jr., my name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.